and they had gotten word of the town hall, Mary and Jack. They walked all the way back because they had no money. Their hands were held tightly as I sat with them. I saw his corduroy trousers that had been laundered, and down one leg there was a crease askew. One day they would have all of this, was what he had told me while looking around the almost empty room and stopping at the worthless ornaments in the display case, one broken and taped back together. I was nothing until that moment came. I was the loneliest of pain. But then a day came, and you took my hand. And there was a hole in Mary's dress at the shoulder, where the red rose floated in the air. Her shoes were worn to almost nothing, and she hid her feet as much as she could beneath the rug. She knew I was looking, but not what I thought. I thought she was a fragrant bloom whose red colour, like her beautiful hair, shone through the haze of a new day, as it would always. When we walked away, I felt your breathing deep inside me. The door of my life was open. And there was nothing to eat or drink until tomorrow, but it mattered only in so much as they could offer me none. Yet in their holding they offered me the intensity of dreams made where beautiful thoughts weave a woman's smile. They had what all want, and hardly any find. I saw the beginning. I saw the ring, a curtain ring on her finger, made of brass. And I love you so. I can't ever tell you why, because in the sun, the winds, and the rain is the reason. The reason is, I don't know.